or Rav originally thought the Rav himself never said that. So we would not say, Halacha Maaseh, we would not say, Kam Levi Rabin, that you don't have to return to the end. Because the Heshev is Hagzeril is not that type of Maman that's subject to Kam Levi Rabin. Kam Levi Rabin only part is Chiyav to take. But here there's a composite Mechayiv of the original Gneiva plus the Gneiva that he did today. The Tavar HaShasi today is the Gemara of the Gneiva. So true, today there is no, it's not covered with any Kam Levi Rabin. There is no Biyizna of a Kam Levi Rabin now. There's no Chiyav Nisa today. But today's act of drinking or smashing shibir, shibir sakelim a week after the Bav Machzeres, the shibir today alone is not mechayev anything. It's only the shibir as a gemar of the original Geneva. And since the original Geneva was simultaneous with the chiyuv nisa of Bav Machzeres, that's called the yidna. That's called the yidna. That's the famous machlokes, the ktsois and the nesivos. How do you understand Tavra Oshasiyah, that the ganav who smashes the chayvitz later has to pay, is it the Torah's gazlon? And this is the Taras Mazik in Hilchas Seder, Machlokes. This is the Machlokes, the Farish over here, the Balamor and the Rambam. Anyway, so again, the Rav said, Ababa Machteres Menokalas HaKelim, he walks off with the Kelim, is Kam Levi Derabini. The Rav originally thought, it doesn't make sense, that's impossible, Rav never said it. He must have meant Shibir. When Shibir, the Rashi Tyson's in the Balamor says Shibir Achaka, and they hold that this is what Rav said, that that's the Yidno. The Ramban says that that doesn't make any sense. It couldn't be. Couldn't be. Rav could not have meant that. He meant Sheba the Shas Mice. Then the Gemara says, but you can't restrict what Rav said. That's not what he said. You have a right to disagree with Rav. Well, the Kim Amar Rav. Rav said, Achilo Notal. Rav holds this strange Sheba that even the Heshev Sagzeil is also covered with Kam Levi Derabim. And in Mele, you revert back to the basic din that every Ganav should be Kaina Leganav. But Halacha L'Maaseh, we don't pass like it. The Gemara says, the Hilchasa, the Shadidim in the Har. The only time you say Kam Levi Derabim is if he doesn't have it anymore. And Lamaskona, Halacha L'Maaseh, is Taka Machlokes, is the Balamon and Ramban. What if Shibir Achakach? What's Taka the Din? The way we pass from Halacha, when it's still the end, there's no Kam Levi Derabim. We don't accept Rav's position. We only paskin Kam Levi Derabim if Shibir. So what would the Din be if Shibir Achakach? So Rashi, Tosis, and the Balamor all say Shibir Achakach is covered with Kam Levi Derabim. Ramban says wrong. It's not covered with Kam Levi Derabim. That's the Machlokes, the Tosis and the Nesivos. Right, so the Balamor says Shadidim in the Hara Ahakach. And the Ramban says no, Shadidim in the Hara Bishas Maisa. Or the Ramban says someone else threw it into the Nahara. The Ganav didn't throw it in, someone else threw it in. So why is the Ganav Chayev? Because of the Maisik Zela that he did. No, Bishas Maisik Zela was covered with Kam Levi Derabine. And the Balamor says no, Shadidim in the Hara means that he threw it. The Ganav threw it into the Nahara later, a week later, Shadidim, the Ganav threw it in. That's the Machlokes. How do you translate the word Shadidim and Nahara? The Ganav threw it into the Nahara, or someone else threw it into the Nahara? Same as Shibra, yeah. Shibra Ahaka. That's the
Machlokes.
Right. We assume against the Shachit, the Chiyav Nisa preceded the Chiyav Mammon, it's not covered with Kam Levi Derabim. We assume that's the Ktsois and the end of Choshen Mishpat. If the Chiyav Nisa came first, Chiyav Mammon comes late, it's not covered with Kam Levi Derabim, unless it's Chad Maisa. That's the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. If it's Chad Maisa, one Pu'ula connects the two together. But if it's not Chad Maisa, it has to be the Yidna. But we hold that this, so that's the Machlokes, is this called the Yidna? If Shibir Achakach, so the Ramban says, so where's the Yidna? The Chiyav Nisa was before, and the Chiyav Mammon is Shibir. And the Balamor holds like Rashi and Tosfos, no, Shibir Achakach, the Mechayiv doesn't begin and end now. It's a composite Mechayiv, the original Geneva plus the Shibir now. So the Shibir is not by Chilul Shabbos? No. What, the guy's Mechal Shabbos, then later he makes a Hezek? So the Hezek begins and ends later. So this will not be covered with Kam Levi Derabim. It's only this funny case over here. When a Ganef stole something and then he smashes it later, so the Chiyuv of the Ganef to pay for destroying the object that he stole is not the Torah's Mazik at all. Because Shalom Hezek. He has King Ganef. It's not that. It's only b'toras gazlan. B'toras gazlan it can't be because it's ainu b'shusay. It's like ainu minaganet. Now it's ainu b'shusay. So the answer is it's a composite mechayev, the original geneva with the present geneva. So the composite mechayev, so part of that mechayev was covered with the kam levi the rabbinet. So that's enough to say kam levi. That's enough to call it the yidna. No, because the time that he did the gzela was still the end. So there's no kam levi the rabbinet. That we don't pass him like Rav. Ilchus, there's no kam levi the rabbinet. Then later on he smashes it. So the Ramban says that's the Chiyuv Mazik. So the Chiyuv Mazik begins and ends now. But that's not the Yidna. The Chiyuv Nisa preceded the Chiyuv Mazik came later. Okay, that's the Gemara Naman Aleph. Then the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara continues with this topic about seven, eight lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says, the Pasuk had two cases of Bava Machteris. One case is Domim Lo, and one case is Ein Lo Domim. If it's Baruch HaShemesh, that he's not going to kill, that the burglar is not going to kill the Balabas, it's the father burglarizing his son. The Gemara says that's abnormal. He's not going to kill the son. So then it's Domim Lo, then you have no right to kill him. So the Gemara says the din is the same, Bein B'chol, Bein B'shamas. And then the din is, if he's any other burglar, Ein Lo Domim. So the din is the same, Bein B'chol, Bein B'shamas. The Gemara wants to know, what do you mean the din is the same? Why would you think the din is different? Damon lo bein mechol bein mishabes, and ein lo damon bein mechol bein mishabes. One wants to know what it means. Vishleima ein lo damon, the halacha that you have a right to kill the boba machteres bein mechol bein mishabes, but that's a chiddush. Because we know the din is haruget bezdin, you're not allowed to administer anish misses bezdin on Shabbos. I would have thought that the Baba Machter needed to have Yaharuget Bezdin, the Shabbos Loi Katrinon. You're not allowed to administer Anish Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. Well, before I had a whole Kalvachayma that it should be Mutter to administer Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. Mark came to Maskana. No. So, Sabarash, Bukhama, Shusech, we are on Shabbos. Even Srechos Mises Bezdin, Srechos Paskain. You're not allowed to do Anshe Bezdin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to give Mises Bezdin. I would have thought that Baba Machter is it's needed on Shem Sof, it's like I would get Bezdin, Kalashman and Katlin on Leid, that is a right if. A right if you do kill on Shabbos, you have to save the life of the Nirdah. So that we understand, that price. But the other price, what does it mean? El Adamim Lo, if it's the case of Baba Machteres, the one who's a burglar is such a sweetie pie, we all know he's never gonna, he's a Yaganach, what can you do? But he's never gonna harm a fly, he's not gonna kill this person. So the din is Damim Lo. So what do you mean, Bein Mechol, Bein Shabbos? What does that mean? Ashta b'cholah katlina b'shabes nuboy. What does it mean? Zok the Gemara lo nitzuchel lefakeh cholah v'shagal. What's the din? If someone's life is in danger on Shabbos, you have to save his life even at the expense of chil Shabbos. Even if you have to do chil Shabbos deraisa lefakeh chazagal. Let's say someone is over here and the whole building collapses on top of him. So in order to save his life, you have to remove all of the debris. You have to take out all the bricks. So there's some kind of a malacha or another involved. If it's on Shabbos, you got to do it. You have no choice. So that's a discussion in the end of Yuma. When the Gemara says, is that a malacha deraisa or a malacha derabbanan? When you take away all the bricks, is it just tiltul muktzah? Or is there a bayna saisa? Is there some kind of an issue deraisa involved? That's whatever it is, but it means that there's chilul Shabbos involved. Even if it would be chilul Shabbos deraisa, you're permitted and obligated. The Mechal Shabbos, even to the extent of a Malacha Deraisa, in order to save someone's life. So the Gemara explains like this. The two kinds of Bava Machteres. If he's a Bava Machteres, who's Ein Lo Domim, then we treat him like a Reidei, he's Nita Matzila B'Nafsho. So if in the middle of an act of burglarizing the house, the whole house collapses on him, and he's temporarily incapacitated, and obviously he's not able to, his life is in danger, and he's not able to continue his act of Bava Machteres. So the Gemara assumes he let him drop dead. He's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Ein lo domim. Because since he had a right to kill him, ein lo domim, they treat him as if his blood is not circulating. So what are you going to be Mechal Shabbos to save a guy who's not has no blood circulation? You stop. He's dead. But if he's a Yesh Lo Damim,
So then you mafakeh chalav esagal. Bein mechol bein mishabes is yesh ladamim. When it's mechal lafakeh chalav esagal. The chiddush is not so much that if he's yesh ladamim fakeh chalav esagal, that's a pshita. The chiddush is the other one. That's by implication. By mechalal hein atar shamei alav, that if he would have been a bob machteres who's ein loydamim and not a lot of agal, you're not allowed to be mechal shabbos to save his life. So that's the shadow. Why not? But the minute not a lot of us are gal and he's ready, he's choking to death, obviously he stopped the burglarization. He stopped his shtick. So if the Baba Machtera stops, so you have no right to kill him. So he stopped. So he's no longer Baba Machtera. Unless you'll learn, you'll be mefakechal, this chevron, this terrorist, he still has hand grenades there. He still has guns. So we're going to be mefakechal, he's going to kill us. That's how some Rishonim learn. We're going to be mfakech hazagal. He's going to continue the redifa. So it's a pshita. So then you don't need a gemara to tell you that. But the pasha pshat the gemara means he's going to be incapacitated for a long time. The whole building collapsed. The whole 100 floors collapsed on top of him. Maybe he'll survive. Kuli habiyot. Maybe he's going to survive mfakech hazagal. And you're not allowed to be mfakech and zagal. So just the hatelot, and how can it be? So that's what the achrenim of Bahra that is it's hatelot we could do. Why should that be so? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be Mahal Shabbos. Since the guy went into the state of Safik Sakana while he was a Raidev, when he's a Raidev, he's considered like a Gavrik Tila. So even though now he's no longer doing, he shot him, he's no longer doing the Redifa, but since his state of Safik Sakana developed while he was in active Redifa, so you're not allowed to be Mahal Shabbos to save his life. It's a strange thing, that's what it comes out from the Gemara. Yeah. So finish that. In the Kuntres, Kaba de Kashyaisa, he asked that Kasha. Kaba Kashyaisa has 103 Kashas. Kufay Salah. It's at the end of the Sefer, Chelkos Yoyer, as a Kuntres, in the end of Chelkos Yoyer, has 103 Kashas that no one knows the Terutzim. That's it, no one knows any Terutzim. So someone published a couple of years ago, they published Terutzim from the ganze Welt. Everybody said Terutzim on all the kashas. So this is one of the kashas. He says, Atela, how can it be? How can it be such a thing? So Rav Zalman Soloveitchik has in his Seif on the Rambam, he talks about this, Gelasim. He just collects all the Gemaras that you say that a person is treated like a Gavrik Tila. Let's say if someone is Nigma Dina Lenisa, that makes a Nigma Dina Lenisa, he's a Gavrik Tila. A person is Baba Machteris, he has the status of a Gavrik Tila. If a person is a Trefa, he has the status of a Gavrik Tila. How hard do I know there, Gav? The Gemara later. So the Gemara says later, really? A Trefa is considered like a Gavrik Tila? So let's say a man is a Trefa, doesn't have to like tefillin anymore. He's dead. Mason Chavshim. And the relatives sit Shiva. And you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life.
No.
Ridiculous. I mean, as a trefa, he still has a couple of months to go. He's going to die within 12 months. He's still Mechal Shabbos. And if, let's say, the man is a trefa, is Mizana with an Ashes Ish, you say it's Meshamish Meis. He's dead. So Gemara gives that example. Gemara says, no, he's alive. He's not dead. He's not Mechal Shabbos. Like, from a cause, the Chayim and all the mitzvahs, Hamurah is Batara, the Gemara says. You don't say Gavrik Tila. So obviously, this concept of Gavrik Tila is very restricted, only applies in very limited instances. So which are the instances? So Rav Zalman has a shtickle in a Seif on the Rambam, Hilchos Vetzeach, no Rambam, no, Gradi does, it is on the Rambam. But really has not so much to do with the Rambam. He just runs through Shas to try to collect Tzabikiyas. He just tries to collect all the Makaris and Shas where you have the concept of Gavrik Tila relevant Lalach. So he says, when you get to Hargrain and Ergola, there's one did. Then he has the Gemara in Erchin, whether you say Erko Alai, Tzveita Din, Ein Lo Erech. Yotzi Lehareg, Ein Lo Erech, Tzveita Din. Not too many more dinim. You can count them on the fingers of one hand. They're less than five dinim. Oh, Sachako. He adds them up. So this is one of the dinim. The Gemara says if he fell into the state of Safek Sakhana at the time that he was a Raidev and he had the status of a Gavrik Tila temporarily, because man is a Raidev, he has the status of a Gavrik Tila, So the din is, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to say the Torah. That's what it says in the Gemara. Right, that's what he said. So then you don't have to. Al Bechol. I mean, maybe it's... I don't know. I mean, even on a weekday, maybe you're not Mechoyim. Maybe you feel like I guarantee even for the weekday, they're not. Then Igmar goes by, then Igmar discusses this din of Abba Machter, that you treat him like a Raidev. How exactly is it Nitan La'atzila B'Nafsha? Abba Machter is Nitan Al-Sin Sofo, we save the Balabas from death by killing the Raidev. How do you have to kill the Raidev? It says, B'Hukah B'Meis, Ein L'Adam. How B'Hukah? How does that have to be? It has to be using a bullet and a gun. What about a sword? What about the... So Igmar says, B'Hukah B'Chol Adam B'Meis B'Chol Nisu Shatiyah B'Lamis. Doesn't make a difference. What does it mean? Hukah b'chol adam? Anyone? What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, "Bishleim b'hukah b'chol adam mitzvah." The chiddush is, I would have thought only the Baal Abbas has the right to kill him, because he's only a potential raidev. He really is not yet a raidev. He didn't become a raidev. He may potentially develop into a raidev, and maybe it's only hetter for the Baal Abbas to kill. So that's what the Brisa says. No, hukah b'chol adam. Just like an actual raidev, a raidev mamish, anyone has the right and the obligation to kill him, to save the life of the near. That's the heroes. Anyone has a right and the obligation to kill the Baba Machter. But what does it mean? B'chol Misa Shati Yochel Misa Shati. So that's Talach. Yeah, there's no specific form of a hookah. No specific Misa. Any Misa is accepted. Sure. Then the Gemara has a Shaila. The details, the Gemara has a Shaila Vaiter. Omer Avune. About 15 lines from the bottom. Kotten haredet nikan latzila b'nafshoi. What if it's a child before bar mitzvah? He's ala bar das, ala bar onshin. So if he's machal Shabbos, oved avod zorah, he does anything else. If he murders somebody, and we catch him, the police catch him, he's a minor. He's before bar mitzvah. They're not going to give it on you. Well, what if he did? It's oved lasiyasim. He didn't kill the other person yet. So the halacha that says you have a right and an obligation to kill a right if to save the near death, nikan latzila b'nafshoi. Is that considered like Mises Bezma? So you can't give them Mises Bezma. So Gemara says, no, I'm Rav Huna, Kodna Reidev. Nitan Tzilim and Apshav. Why? Because Tzavar, obviously Rav Huna is of the opinion. Reidev, Enet Tzavar Hasra. You don't need Hasra, doesn't have to be Mezit. So even though the kid is a Kodna, he's a lot Bada, so you don't consider what he does as amazing. It doesn't make a difference. Lashna God, Lashna Kodna, doesn't make a difference. That's Talacha. A Kodna Reidev. Also, Nitan Tzilim and Apshav. Shreg, the Gemara Kashe. There is a Mishnah in Ahalas, this is the famous Gemara, there is a Mishnah in Ahalas that describes the following case. A woman is Isha Shayashwal Amashbir. The woman is in labor, and it's a difficult labor, and the doctors think that the woman may lose her life because of this labor. So the din is, Mechatpin is a Uber Shebimayeho. You kill the Uber, you cut up the Uber piece by piece in order to save the life of the mother. What if Yotza Rosho? What if the baby is already born? And then we see the mother's life is in danger. So the din is, Ein Noiginbo, Lefishen Dech Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh. Before the baby is born, it's one din. But after the baby is born already, then it's ready, Nisa Lysirtsa, then a real Nisa Lysirtsa. Why is Yotza Rosho? Yotza Rosho is Kiyolud. Right. Yot Zerosho is Kiyolot. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes there on Mishnayis HaHolos, on the side he quotes one of the early Achrenim from the 1500s. Yot Zerosho, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, normally when a baby is born, so this part of the head comes out first. The Yot Zerosho means when it's up to here. When Yot Zerosho up to the Sofa Padachas, Rova Padachas, I think it even says, Rova Padachas, is called Yot Zerosho, still over here. Why? So Rabbi Kibbeke quotes, because once this part of the head came out, up until Rav HaPadachas, the rest is going to be smooth sailing. It's going to be okay. What happens? It's going to be smooth sailing for the baby. What happens if the doctors see, not only is it not smooth sailing for the mother, it's not smooth sailing for the baby. We don't know if the baby will survive. There's such complications. Even though it's Yotza Rosho, it may be the baby will die because of the mother's circumstances. But then Rabbi Kibbeke quotes the Achrenim that Yotze Rosh is not considered Chaz, not considered Kiyolot. The only reason why Yotze Rosh is Kiyolot, because that, from that point on, Yotze Rova Padachas is considered smooth sailing for the baby. So that's what the Mishnah says. Yotzer Rosh on the baby is out of danger already. But the mother is in danger. There's a hashash, the mother's gonna die. So then the Mishnah says, since the baby is a yolad, ain't no gemboy. You're not allowed to kill the baby in order to save the mother. The three, saying, Derecha Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh. What does it mean? There's a din of Yehorek Bal Yava that Bikoch Nefesh is Derecha Shabbos, Koch Nefesh is Derecha eating. Choyle eat on Yom Kippur. A lot of people eat on Yom Kippur. You eat chametz on Pesach. You have to do whatever you have to do, but you're not permitted to do Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Hashvichas Damim for the sake of Bikoch Nefesh. So to kill the baby that's born already, once the baby's born, Yotzer Rosho, the baby's born, is a chai. So to violate L'Sirtzah on the baby in order to save the mother's life, that's not allowed. And Deuche Nefesh, Mitnei Nefesh. Because Nefesh of the mother is not Deuche killing the baby. Regding Marakashe, but the baby is the Haroidei. The baby is obviously responsible for the death, he will be responsible for killing of the mother. So if you just said that even a Katan Haroidei falls as a din of Haroidei, no, he's a Katan Haroidei. Yotzer Rosho is Yalud. So why don't you say he has a din of Haroidei? And the halacha that says you have a right to kill a right, if not to save the nirdav, that's not in violation of the din of pikuach nefesh, is not derech shvichas damit. Right, if is an exception to the rule, that the right is not al silim anafsho. The zogramai, right, if why do you say in derech nefesh? I'm saying nefesh, that pikuach nefesh of the mother is not derech the vasir tzachan of vlad. Zog that the vlad is a right. And for the gemara, come on, how can you say the vlad is a right? True, there's a din that a katan right. Katan right means the kid is 10 years old, he's going with a gun and he knows what he's doing. But over here, the baby knows what he's doing. The baby, Bechal doesn't know. Shiny Hoth and the Shemaya Korat Kilo. The baby has to scan right. The baby doesn't have the status of a right. That's the Shaila, what does it mean? Because the baby is legamre passive. Because the delivery of the baby is not the Bechirach Hopshis of the baby. The baby decides he wants to kill the mother. The whole thing is totally involuntary. Is that what it means? What if it be voluntary? Let's say Rahman al-Islam comes up sometimes. Let's say the soldiers from the same army are practicing. Or the soldiers by mistake. It happens, Rahman al-Islam. Soldiers by mistake are flying in an airplane and they see people on the ground and they think that that's the enemy and it's really their own soldiers. So it is voluntary. They're out to shoot to kill these soldiers on the ground. But it's by mistake. They didn't think that they're doing Yitzhak, they thought that they're killing these people in self-defense, they thought that this is the enemy. So did the people in the airplane have a din of Haroidei or not? Shamaya, they're in the scrum, yeah. So do you say that this is B'shoigeg? Haroidei B'shoigeg is Nishken Haroidei? They say, no, an involuntary Haroidei is Nishken Haroidei. Because the baby over here, the Uber, who's just born, is number one B'shoigeg, he doesn't know what he's doing. And number two, totally involuntary. So by the people in the plane who think that they're shooting at the enemy, it is voluntary, but it's all an error. So do they have a din of right if or not? That doesn't say the fairish in the Gemara one or the other, but at least by the baby for sure not. The baby is nishken right. That's the Gemara. Here on this Gemara, there's a famous machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, how to read Pshat. Why is it? So the Gemara says the baby is nishken right. So if the baby is not already because Mishamayhu the Karatki law, it's the Shoigig and it's involuntary, totally involuntary. So why did the beginning of the Mishnah know all this? Why did the first line of the Mishnah say that Koidim Shahotzi Rosho, the Muberes who's Makashu Leila, Machatzim is Ubisha the Meyeha Aver Aver, in order to save the life of the mother? So why is it Muta there if he doesn't have a dinner right of why you're allowed to kill the Uber? So Rashi says Pashapshat, because he's not a Nefesh yet. So there's no Isa Lo Sirtzach. There's no Lava Lo Sirtzach. There's no lav of Lasirtzah. Wait, so there's no lav, so you can do abortions. Has the government to do abortions. So one of the Acharyim says it's mut to do abortions. Another one of the Acharyim says it's an Issa Dirabbana to do abortions. Generally accepted opinion is that it's an Issa Deraisa. There's a Rai from the Gemara before, from the Taisus on the earlier daf, and the Sugya Mika Midi, on the Nun Testament Allah. These are the favorite Taisus on the bottom. That abortions are clearly an Issa Deraisa. So it's an Issa Deraisa, it's a Vaita. So what's the heter to kill the Uber? If Kaidim Shoti Rosha, so the answer is no, there is an Issa there, right? But it's not an Issa Ritzicha.
It's not
the
truth that some people
that Pasik is by Bnei Noyach, yeah. That, but a Nochriya kills an Uber is Kaidim Issa. Shev Chitam Hodam Bo'odam, that if an Ech Sharek is Uber is Kaidim Issa. But for us, we say that Pasik does not apply. If Yisrael kills an Uber, he's not Kaidim Issa. So he's not Kaidim Issa means what? So Mi'ikar Midi means that there is an Yisod Deraisa, though. So the question is, how serious is the Yisod Deraisa? Is the Yisod Deraisa along the lines of Lo'asirtsa? Or should I say, no, he's not a Chai, he's not a Nefesh, it's an Yisod Chayvo B'Chaveru. The Pashtus is that Rashi seems to be learning. Pashtus Shandim Mar is that it's only an Yisod Chavola, it's not an Yisod Ritzicha. So if it would have been an Yisod Ritzicha, then you say, Harvah Yavor, you're not allowed to violate Ritzicha and killing Uba to save the mother's life. Unless the Uba would be labeled as a writer. If he's Nishke writer, Mishmai Hudika Rakilo. So then you're not allowed to kill. But before he's born, so it's not an Issa Ritzicha, it's just an Issa Chavola. So Chavola is Mutta, but Mokim Tikloch Nefesh, in order to save the life of the mother. So Chavola is Mutta. If you say like that, Pashim Shat and Rashi, so then it would come out that it should be permissible to do an abortion whenever it's medically recommended for the good health of the mother. Let's say the doctors say the woman is going to have a nervous breakdown, it's going to weaken her health, she's going to be so sick, it's going to be gefelach. And the doctors would recommend medically that they should do the abortion, not to save the life of the mother, but to save the good health of the mother. So according to the Pashup Shat and Rashi, that should be mutter. The one is Oymed, because Lav Nefeshu, so it's not a Nisa Ritzicha, it's just a Nisa Chavala. And the one who says not so is the Rambam, because the Rambam says, if Kodim Shehotzi Rosho, then Mechatchan Esuhubishet Meyeho, you're allowed to kill the Yuba in order to save the life of the mother. Why is it mutter? Except the Rambam, because the baby is a Raide. Yeah, can be, because this the Rambam himself quotes. Yotze Rosh Ein Dovimbo, because he's not a Raide, and he quotes Mishamai Yehuda Karatim, and so he says, if he's born already, you're not allowed to kill him, because he's not a Raide. It's totally involuntary. So why is Kodim Shotzi Rosh, then he is a Raide? How all of a sudden, then he is a Raide, and then he's not a Raide? So the Hechreach, you have to say Pshat in the Rambam, then he holds that there are two dinam of Raide. There's one dinam of Raide for a Yolud, there's one din of Raide for a non-Yolud. The din of Raide for a Yolud, for a person who's already born, has to be a Raide who's doing the Redifa voluntarily. Maybe even the Mason. He knows what he's doing, Shine, and he's doing the act of Redifa. The baby is totally involuntary. Mishmaihu the Karatfilo, so the baby, after Hotzi Rosho, cannot be labeled as a Raide. But Kodim Shotzi Rosho, so it's not a Yolud yet. So the Rambam, this is on the first page in Ilchus Vaseach Hashmiras Nefesh. If you turn one page early on the Rambam, the last page in Ilchus Chayv LeMazik, it's a different section in the Rambam. If you turn to the page before, the very end of Ilchus Chayv LeMazik, the Rambam quotes a Gemara in the end of Baba Kama. The Gemara has a story that there was a boat that was at sea, and there were people on the boat, and there was a lot of luggage on the boat, and the boat was going to sink, because it was too heavy. So in order to save, so what should they do? They should throw up people. So they threw up luggage. So he threw up one valise, another valise, another valise, till he saw everything is okay. So the shaila is, very nice, we all saved our lives, but we should have to reimburse the people whose luggage we threw into the ocean. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you're not chayv to pay. Why are you not chayv to pay? If I have to save my life, and by my saving my life, I'll make a hezek to you. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Daf Samach, in Perek HaKlenis, Hamatlatz Mamam Chaveiro, is chayv to pay, so Maishna over here. So the Rambam says, no, the valise is like a raided. The valise is like a raided. So the Ravid says, Vos, the valise is like a raided. En kan lai melech alai tablet. On a tab. He said, En kan lai melech alai tablet. That's not the pshat. Different pshat. So what's talk of pshat in the Rambam? So the Rambam, so in the Eben Ozel, where this is Amunot, the quote, the Shem Rav Chaim, that this is the pshat. This is Rav Soloveitchik also said over, like the Eben Ozel quotes it. Rav Chaim Eftis in the Sefer has part of it, but he doesn't have the whole book. So the Eben also quotes this. You see from that Rambam that if you're dealing with an inanimate object, if you're dealing with a valise, you can consider the valise a raide, the baggage, the luggage can be considered a raide, even though it's not doing a redifa of the kumbi assay. The people's lives are endangered because of the heavy chesfina shachashvan heishavir, b'nei kovid hamasui. The Rambam writes, the boat looks like it's going to sink, because of the weight. What, the valises went on themselves, on their own? No, it's a redifa b'shevi al-tasa. Redifa b'shevi al-tasa is enough if you're dealing with inanimate objects. So that's why you're not mechuyev to pay the tashlumin for the valises, because it has a din of raida. So the Rambam understood that's the pshat and the reisha of the Mishnah as well. If you kill an Uber, it's just a tour from Nisa, but it really is an Nisa b'shevi. The Rambam Kimad writes the favors like that in the beginning of the Tzeah. If you kill an Uber, it's just a Ptur or Nishmisa, but there is an Isa Lo Sirtsa. And the only way to make a heter l'asir tzach is if the uber has a din of a reidet. So if the mother's life is not in danger, just it's very unhealthy for the mother, the Rambam would hold that it's not permissible to perform the abortion, only if the mother's life is in danger. And that's Rav Moshe claims only if it's vaday, a korav levaday, that the mother's life is in danger. It was only a suffix, maybe and maybe no. So here Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be permitted to kill the yuba to save the life of the mother if it's iffy, if you're not sure. But the Pharisee Solomon Mishnayos Aholos writes, no, if the mother's life is suffix, sakana also can kill the yuba. We know suffix because nefesh is becha kalatar kula. But Rav Moshe says, yeah, that's fine if you would hold like Rashi, that you're dealing with a different isi, you're not dealing with an isi lo sirtzah. But Rav Moshe thinks you have to be concerned about the Rambam Shita. So we're talking about lo sirtzah, not some a different isi. We're talking about lo sirtzah, so how can you just machavek the Rambam? And even though the Rambam is a little schwer, but he says, the achredim on the yashub the Rambam, so you have to be concerned about Shita Sarah. So the Rambam holds that if lo hotzi rosho, you're permitted and obligated to kill the uber, is mitam roidit, so it's only if it's korv levadai that the uber is endangering the life of the mother, and the hefet to kill it is mitam roidit, even though it's mishamai hudukaratila, because since he's not a yolid yet, so even in Leukis, is a woman permitted to perform an abortion if it's very unhealthy for her, but her life is clearly not in danger. Or her life is suffering. Topic if her life is in danger. So Rav Moshe says, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to, unless it's korav levadai that the mother's life is in danger. And according to Rashi and the other Rishonim, the Pashtun says that it's only an Issur Chavola, and it would be mutar. Not born yet. He's not a Yolud yet. Kozman is not a Yolud, so the Rambam says we give him a different. Yeah, but the mother is a yolud, and the uber is nishken yolud. So on a yolud, you have to have redifa bekum v'yasei. The Rambam holds that the uber is a nefesh. There's an isa l'tirtzach ham yuba, but still, one is a yolud, one is nishken yolud. Right. So the Rambam understood that if it's a non-yolo, then you have a different form of, a different level of roida to declare that the person is a roida.
In the case of
the Meiri has such a shita like that. That if Yotze Rosh ain't Dach and Nefesh, then Sein Nefesh only goes on everybody else, but not for the mother. The mother herself is permitted to kill the baby in order to save her life. That's questionable whether that's so. That's what the Meiri writes on that. Okay. And this week's Sefer in Parshas Yisro, you have the Pasuk, Yisro sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is working so hard in the Avoy Karad Air, so he says, it's not going to work like that, he should appoint other Rabbanim to help him out. He says, V'harei salahem asadecha shi'alchabo v'samasa shi'asmi, you'll give the shiurim, you'll give the guidelines, and then the Rabbanim will pass on all the Shabbos. So the Gemara in the Metziah has a comment on the Pasuk. The Gemara has a lot of comments on the Pasuk, yeah. The Rosh and every phrase in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says it teaches you that not only is there Halach of Din, there's also Halach of Lefnei Meshuvas HaDin. What does it mean there's Halach of Din and Halach of Lefnei Meshuvas HaDin? It means that there's a letter of the law and there's the spirit of the law. The Rebbe Shlom wants us not only to follow the letter of the law, that's the Din, he wants us to follow the spirit of the law. And that you have to be a Talmud Chacham to know what is the spirit of the law. Sometimes it's difficult to figure it out. You say in the pasuk that we recite in the Vol of Tzion, "Vuchi Asher Alach Dvorai Shesam to Beficho," the Yimushim Beficham Tizarach, etc. So we say, "Vuchi Asher Alecho," that's the spirit of the law. "Dvorai Shesam to Beficho," that's the letter of the law. So we want both the spirit of the law and the letter of the law should both be Lo Yimushim Beficham Tizarach. The Rebbe Shlom wants us to fulfill the spirit of the law, even if he doesn't command us explicitly that we have to do that. That's called Avos Hashem. The Avos Hashem, okay, how does one demonstrate his love? Avos Hashem is not just a chovas al vavas, it's you have to demonstrate the meisim. How do you demonstrate the meisim that you love the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Mesilas Yesharim quotes a medrash, the Baal HaTanya quotes the same medrash. Just like a child
demonstrates his love for his parent, or a spouse demonstrates their love for their spouse by surprising the other one. He does something that he knows would make them happy, even if they didn't ask him to do it. The child has to wait till the mother asks him to throw out the garbage. Or they have to wait till the wedding anniversary, so the wife says, why don't you ever take me out on the wedding anniversary to dinner? He says, okay, I'll take you out of it. If he would surprise her, that he shows that he loves her. He doesn't have to wait till she asks him to. Or she says, why don't you buy me a birthday present? He goes to the store, buys her. If he surprises the advisor without her asking, so he demonstrates that he really loves her. So the way to demonstrate that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do things, to do things that we know would make him happy, kivayachol, means to follow the spirit of the law, even though, strictly speaking, it's not the letter of the law. The Baruch Shalom is never mitzavron. That's the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah comments on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says, Ki toivim daidecha miyoyim. The Baruch Shalom appreciates our love more than yayim. What's the mashal? What's the tzushta of love to yayim? So the Mishnah says, Chavivim diristachim yayim miyayim shal tera. Daidecha, the love that we show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we volunteer the mitzvahs of the Rabbanah that the Rabbanah Shalom never commanded us to do. But the Chachamim recommended we should do that because they know that they understand what's behind the Rabbanah Shalom's mind. They understand that that would make him kibayachal happy. That's the spirit of the law. So the obligation to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Rabbanah is because these are all examples of Avos Hashem. The way to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do things that you know would make him happy, things that are in the spirit of the law, even though they're not the letter of the law. And the Rabbanu Shalom takes that as the sign that we love him so much. He says, Chavivim deveserfim yosem yeinu shal tera. And we listen to the dinim deraisa, because he told us if we don't keep the dinim, we're going to burn in Gehenna and he's going to punish us. So we do the dinim, but when we volunteer at din derabbanan, so we're volunteering that to show that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do even above and beyond what he asked us to do. Chayshim Mishpat, the Ramah quotes a machloikis in Siman Yud Beis, I think. Ramah quotes machloikis of Rishonim. Is the Bezin Kaifel, if that person doesn't want to like tefillin, doesn't want to sit in sukkah, doesn't want to eat matzah. So it says Bezin is a kaifel, that he should fulfill the mitzvah. What if a person doesn't want to do the Fnim Mishur HaSadin? That's a machloikis of Rishonim. So the Ramah passes the Bezin is not kaifel. So the Shabbat is, why not? If this pasuk says by daita lahem asadercha sheyochem bavus hamaisa sheyasun that there's an obligation to do the pnimi shur hasadin, so why is it less than eating matzah and sitting in suk and shaking the lulav? It's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. So why is bezin not kaifa? So the belt says pashut why. One is only a fulfillment of this mitzvah if he's volunteering to hit nadvut out of the goodness of his heart. He volunteers to go in the spirit of the Lord to demonstrate his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the guy doesn't want to do it, Bezin has to beat him up till he does it, see? And he's going to do it under duress. So if he eats the matzah and he says, oh, yeah, I can't stand eating this matzah. But he's eating tzavkosov, he knows it's a mitzvah, he's eating the matzah. The yetzer mitzvah. He sits in his silk and he doesn't want to sit in his silk. He likes stone, doesn't want to like stone. But tzavkosov, he's doing the mitzvah, he's being yetzer. But the mitzvah to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah to go, l'chnim yishuv ha-sadin, is to go in that direction that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to go, and thereby demonstrate your love for Rebbeinu Shalom. So the guy didn't want to do it. So if the Bezin will be kai for him, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Because he doesn't do it with a divas liboy. So that's why the Ramah comes to the conclusion. The Ramah passes la'alocha that Bezin is not kai for. Not that it's a mitzvah that's less than any other mitzvah. No, if you'll be kai for, then they'll kill the whole mitzvah. So the fellow self-kosov, he won't be out to the mitzvah. So it'll come out they were kai for him to do something that he didn't fulfill anything on. But when the person does fulfill it, it's taka mitzvah deraisa. That's the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem.